Dan Rather is leaving the television network that he's called home for 44 years. The intense reporter and anchor was the defining presence of the CBS Evening News. He stepped away from the anchor's desk 15 months ago after his story on President Bush's military service had to be retracted. Now, as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, Rather is parting with CBS for good, months before his contract was set to expire.
Colleagues say Dan Rather pursued storms, wars, and politics the way bank robbers stock armored cars. Brian Williams is the anchor of the NBC Nightly News.
You know, make whatever jokes you will about the sight of Dan Rather in a Bush jacket or a flak jacket. The truth is, for the past several decades, where there's been news, Rather quickly follows.
As a young reporter at CBS News, Williams watched Rather carefully. Williams says Rather was one of the most electrifying reporters in broadcast television.
I know a lot of people regard Dan as a kind of walking event, and I think that image goes back to the famous National Association of Broadcasters convention, the exchange with Richard Nixon.
Are you running for something? No, sir, Mr. President, are you?
We knew then that this White House correspondent for CBS News was going to have, say, more personality than others.
It also earned him the distrust of many conservatives, which lingered as he tangled with later Republican politicians. Ed Fooey was a senior producer and executive at CBS News for years. He said it was always a treat when Rather had a story for the newscast, and viewers noticed.
With Walter Cronkite as the anchorman and Dan Rather in the most visible job, that of White House correspondent, CBS News broke through and became the number one television news network in 1967.
CBS held on to that crown for about two decades. In 1981, Rather replaced Cronkite on the CBS Evening News. After a few years, CBS's rivals started to gain ground. But Fooey says CBS kept putting its trust in its new anchor.
There obviously were an awful lot of chips bet on Dan Rather, and even as he aged and as the audience dropped away, they continued to rely on him very, very heavily.
Rather landed exclusive interviews, including two with former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. But the anchor also started spreading himself thin. Just over 2 years ago, Rather and producer Mary Mapes broke the scandal about abuses at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. The segment aired on 60 Minutes Wednesday. In September 2004, the duo combined again to question President Bush's service in the National Guard. The story relied on documents that came under immediate fire, but Rather defended his report. Here, Rather tried to beat back the controversy on the CBS Evening News by interviewing a documents expert for a second time.
Are you surprised that questions come about these? We're not, but I wondered if you were surprised.
I knew going in that this was dynamite.
It was dynamite, and the story had to be retracted. A few months later, Rather announced he would leave the anchor's chair. Mapes was fired, and other CBS journalists were forced out. And Rather found himself exiled to 60 Minutes with few story assignments. Today, the network announced it had reached an agreement for Rather to leave CBS. Rather told fans to stay tuned. He's not done yet with journalism. David Folkenflik, NPR News.